Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. A new holistic approach to putting the health of women and the baby first. It's the new book, Advanced Innovative Integrated Prenatal Care Manual for Midwives, from world-renowned midwife and internationally acclaimed author and guest on This Week in America, Irene Chain Kolonoski, and Modern Maternity Services System founder Meng Shor. Irene is a registered nurse midwife practicing for 38 years, a successful author, drawing upon her experience and belief that healthy women will produce healthy babies. Her passion for education has taken her to almost every country in the world. Irene now lives in and travels across China, serving as an advisor to Modern Maternity Service Systems in China, supporting implementation of integrated holistic maternal care and midwifery. She spent most of her adult life as a women's advocate and mentoring women and families with holistic care to sustain a celebrated childbirth experience, gaining international prominence for her book, My Body, My Baby. Meng has more than 30 years of experience and unquestionable passion for midwifery and the women and families who put their trust in maternity services. She's the founder and director of the Holistic and Enhanced Modern Maternity Service System, MMSS, in China, founder of China Midwifery Alliance, co-chair of China Maternal and Child Health Care Action Coalition, director of China Medical Council for Promotion of Modern Maternity Science and Technology Development, Irene and Meng joining us from China on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you both with us today.
Great. If you can see us here, we can't see you, Rick, but we can certainly connect. We're all happy to be here. I'm just so delighted to introduce the world to this wonderful woman I've got sitting next to me.
And she has done amazing things. And we can see you, you're hearing me, you're in China, we're in the United States. This will be interesting to talk here for 20 minutes. I think every time we've talked to you before, you've been someplace different. First time we've talked with you and you've been in China. Interesting how you and Meng got together. This actually was, what, a social media interaction between the two of you that brought you where you are today and the tremendous progress that you're making in China.
Absolutely. Meng found me out of the blue, and suddenly we connected. She brought me to China. I saw the magnificent work she was doing, and just less than 6 months later, she says, come join me. So I said, right, I'm coming. So we dropped house. I had to drop my practice in New Zealand, but we knew we were going to change the difference for millions of women. So it's been well worth it.
You've said, and it's interesting, that you really love it there because it's not over-regulated. Talk about that, and then we'll get Meng in on the conversation as well. What is it about China that you like, and you are seeing amazing results there that have an impact literally all across the globe? What is it about China that you said, this is a joy being here?
Well, it took me a little while to realize that our systems only have a white and black way, a right and wrong. And here there's no right and wrong. There's a million possibilities to get to where we need to be, which all resembles Chinese philosophy. So I'm very proud to be part of that, because we can teach with a very open-minded module, and it's making magnificent changes.
It is, and we'll talk about that during the course of the program. By the way, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to two websites that will give you more information, wordfp.com and cnzcs.com.cn, and get all the information on the guest on the program, on the exciting things they're doing. Meng, let's talk about, from your standpoint, what you've been able to do there. Talk about what you were doing with Irene there, and how this really, over the course of the last couple of years, is sort of revolutionizing what you're doing over there in China.
Okay, you can speak about what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you very much. In China, the normal birth is very slowly developing, but China is developing quickly. The woman wanted to share the normal birth. So I want changes traditional obstacle to do something. So I want to do maternity a model maternity care and maternity and children care. The name is MMSS. The MMSS includes midwifery clinic, women education, doula and midwifery skill, and postpartum care and breastfeeding, the birth, the baby, water exercise, all of it, seven module.
You know,
so I wanted, yeah.
Yes, go ahead,
yes,
please.
So I, okay, so I want to change the woman, normal birth environment and midwifery skill. Teach the midwife and obstetrician how to accompany women, how to give the gentle birth, how to give the woman love. Let the hospital to change, include the building, the patient ward. Patient world environment, and delivery room environment, and give many new tool, birth tool, help the woman. Okay.
Yes, and it's so exciting what you're doing, which is basically, as I understand, changing the entire system and the culture in China, but keeping in mind some traditional Chinese medicine as well. This was a fine balance, wasn't it, to make these changes and yet honor the traditions of the past.
She just wants to explain in Chinese quickly.
Yeah, we do have it. I'll mention we got a translator there with Meng. Yes, okay.
The Chinese traditional medicine is very good for the woman birth and woman care. In China the C-section very high, because the when the woman go to the hospital for birth, the delivery room not open for family, so the woman. When the woman birth, the not family, not husband accompany her. So the woman feel fear and pressure. So the maybe not warmer and stress. And stress. So now we can change the environment, give the husband can go into a delivery room. Accompany the woman, let the woman feeling warm and relaxing. Our team can support the many method. Example, give the woman oral therapy and homeopathy. The woman feeling is very good.
Excellent. Okay. And Meng is doing a fantastic job in explaining what she's doing there. And this is saving lives, not only in China, but what you're doing will be saving, impacting lives all across the globe. A perfect example. And Irene, maybe you can talk about this and Meng as well. What you're doing in Tiandong, this is really an example of what you're attempting to do. The results have been fantastic. Talk about the project there and how this is revolutionary in a sense.
First of all, I'm going to say that we've been through a lot of hospitals and we see fear in the environment, fear from obstetricians, fear from midwives, and fear with the women. It's fulfilled with thinking pregnancy is a disease. So we have removed the fear by teaching everyone the normal physiology and how to deal with birth, to look at it, because I brought my 20 years of New Zealand experience to support men, because I've looked after 1,000 women, continuity of care, so we understand birth where midwives don't get to do that when they're working on shift in a hospital. So with Tian Dong putting the complementary therapies together, Meng has put together an entire system. So it's IT system, it's face-to-face training, it's updating them with knowledge. And it's just an amazing thing to see these midwives happy and hugging one another and hugging women. And they're hugging us too because their work is less stressful because they're not working in defensive mode. So now Meng's going to talk to you a little bit about Tian Dong and China.
Okay, Tian Dong is a remote area in China. The economy is poor with low education. How we need to update knowledge. The hospital has 500 beds. With 2,000 childbirths every year. C-section delivery rate was 30%. Episiotomy rate 25%. Oxytocin induced labor is more. Women are not company during delivery. The husband is not allowed to enter the delivery room.
Was not allowed.
Was not. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
And now they're welcome.
Okay. Two women share one room. Privacy cannot be protected. After accepting our training, obstetric to decorate design improve the service process. Postpartum continuity integrated and personalized service. Delivery room open for family, husband or family member can accompany delivery. Delivery room for a single room. A music, aromatherapy, homeopathy, give the woman. So the C-section rate 4 to 10%. The episiotomy rate 4 to 5%. Women have a good childbirth experience. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, and you see the pictures. They are amazing. Smiling faces. The environment has totally changed. I mean, Irene, what you're down to the different colors that you've chosen, everything is, it's an area of serenity. It's a peaceful, it's a calm area. Time, as always, goes by so quickly, and I want to talk about two words that are so key to what you're doing, holistic and integrated. Talk about that, because that's really the key of what you and Meng are doing there and all around the world, isn't it?
Well, integrated is very difficult for other countries to put together. It's a case of they put a homeopath in one place and they put an aromatherapist in another place and there's no communication. But here, with our beautiful IT system and our continuum of care, because we're teaching the obstetricians to be preventative with the holistic skills. You know, you can't have an obstetrician or a midwife in a clinic if they can't take care of themselves. How on earth can they take care of other women? And if they can't teach prenatal education, then there's not much hope in the clinic setting. So we've changed all that around and made the whole full circle of integration. So it's really a continuum, and we're seeing such amazing results. It's unbelievable, but Meng has put that together, and with the My Body, My Baby project, we integrated it, and it just runs so perfectly.
It's so interesting. The two of you got together. You have been so successful now working together, bringing this all of the work that you've done to the people of China. The book we're talking about is Innovative Integrated Midwife Clinic and Prenatal Care Manual, waiting to be translated in across three continents. The book is available, and you'll get the information if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The websites for the guest are wordfp.com. Information there on Irene's books as well, including the very popular My Body, My Baby, cnzcs.com.cn. You can get all of those directly by going to the website, thisweekinamerica.us, because we're giving you a lot of information there. Irene, a couple minutes left. Talk about how passionate you feel about this project. I mean, you have totally uprooted your life, ended up in China, which I didn't realize until you got in contact with me a couple of months ago. What has this been like, and what is it like for you and Meng to be working together and seeing the progress that you're seeing in China?
Well, I don't know if you believe in destiny, but my surname's Pain, and it's an anagram of China.
Now, that's interesting. That is interesting. I now believe in destiny. I really do.
Yeah, so we've challenged systems our entire lives, Meng and I, in different directions. We've challenged them. We've looked for better ways, and we found what things don't work. So we've put together the things that do work and enhanced it. And in the book that we've just created, it's got the how-to and how to speak with women and what safe preventative care they can take. So it's telling everyone how to do it, really.
Well, yes, and they are doing it. Meng, a couple minutes left. Talk about, from your standpoint, you're smiling the entire time we're talking. I can see the passion that you are really reaching out with Irene and doing something, a positive nature. Talk about how the changes that you've seen and how rewarding this is to have hospitals and the medical community open up and listen and follow many of the practices you're talking about.
Talk about how the obstetricians love you and how you've made those changes and your emotions.
Okay. Because the MMSs have Chinese traditional culture philosophy, Yangming Xinxue. So the first training for the staff mind, let the staff have love, and the mood became gentle. So let the staff understand mother and baby is important to our country. So the staff, the first love the woman and the baby, the country can relaxing. And lose the pressure.
Stress-free environment for everyone. So emotional, spiritual, and physical wellness we see in the staff, in the obstetricians, and in the women and families, which is the total priority of what Meng has reached out. So they're the changes that we're seeing.
And they are exciting changes. And Irene, it is always a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Great work you and Meng are doing in China. I'll give you the information once again on the book. The book is Innovative Integrated Midwife Clinic and Prenatal Care Manual, to be translated across three continents. Information on the book at wordfp.com. You can also go to cnzcs.com.cn. A lot of information there, but if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, you'll find the information for the book and for both of those websites that you can link on directly so you can get that information. Irene, it is always a pleasure. Meng, you did an excellent job on the program. We will stay in touch. You're making tremendous progress over there. I love the passion. I love what you're doing over there. It's great to have you with us on the program. Thank you both so much for staying up real late in China because there's a 12-hour time difference to share your exciting story. Thank you for being with us on the program.
So we're going to say, Wo Annie. I love you.
Well, I appreciate that. And same here. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. It was a delight to have a chance to talk with Irene and Meng. And you'll find all the information on their book, Innovative Integrated Midwife Clinic and Prenatal Care Manual, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Exciting things are going on. Get a chance to check out the information at the website. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.